Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. This is our Father's Day special broadcasting. We are honoring our fathers today because I'm telling you, in this day and age, with the left, the Democrats, the communists, the socialists, they don't recognize moms or fathers. In fact, they don't recognize any agenda because they believe there's like 57 high genders out there like a mutt. And they have no clue. They don't care about ideology or any kind of sexuality or anything else. They just want to destroy it all, and that's what they do. But today, we are honoring the father. Was it for the father, you wouldn't have a child, because it takes the sperm of the father that hits the egg that creates life. So that scientific fact, once the sperm hits the egg, life begins. And that's a big thing. But let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing very well. Happy Father's Day to you, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. And happy Father's Day to all our listeners out
all
there
the
around
dads,
the country.
The fathers, the grandfathers, the Zadies, the Poppies, and the uncles.
And all those... And don't forget all those great fathers that are in heaven today.
That's right.
You know, they build the foundation.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, about the roots. Without roots, you have no heritage.
You know, and that's a big thing.
We all know that we all have a past, we have a present, and we have a future.
Usually, the foundation, the genes that set up are the ones that actually set up for you for the future. It's the foundations usually set up at a very young age as you grow. The dad and the mom together build a foundation for their children to reach the stars and beyond. And that's the foundation.
That is how they become whole.
And that's a big thing. Right. And that's a big thing.
Instilled in them are
values. Values, morals,
love.
They respect. The foundation to maneuver and to move forward.
Expectations and dreams and imagination and being good, you know?
Yeah.
Don't lie. It's instilled in them. And it's not about money. It's not about things. It's just about a person.
It's teaching right from wrong.
And content of character.
That's very big because you're moving away from that.
Okay. Okay. And there are good fathers, and then there are not fathers, and then there are fathers that just don't want to be fathers. And there are fathers that have children and just give up their rights and run away.
And there are fathers that abuse, physically and sexually abuse children, too.
That's right. So there are many types of fathers.
And mothers do that because it's two-way street. As you and I both know from working with Fathers Rights Metro in New York.
That's right. Men are not recognized in New York. Women impregnate themselves.
Yeah, well, that's what they believe these days.
Immaculate conception.
And the left wants you to believe that men could get pregnant. So,
Well, I got a better. Where are they going to squeeze the baby out of their ass?
Right, yeah. They're going to the progressives, the Democrats, the communists.
But you know what? You need
estrogen.
Okay? That's
that actually brings us to a topic. As of right now, in the governor's race in Oregon, where this garbage is going through. Excuse me. I'm still very sick.
The
show's got to go on. But anyway, in Oregon, the Republican governor candidate is now winning in that state. And that's
turning red?
Yeah, in the latest polling.
That is
and part of it has to do with Portland, what's going on there with Antifa and BLM and all the other stuff. And the
people
other part,
are tired of the bully bullshit.
The other part is the drugs and the cartel and the garbage just going in.
That's right. They just don't want to deal with it.
Going after
the
left. They
want the political power to change.
The Democrats Democrats going after your kids. Go with just the stuff with drag shows. Bringing kids to drag shows and also putting mental stuff and all kinds of stuff for the little kids in kindergarten.
RuPaul, I got a question. RuPaul, who's now not even doing the drag shit. He's dressing as a man, okay? And is he for all this bad stuff with children?
No. Okay.
Is Caitlyn Jenner for all the bad stuff with the children?
No, they said they're going too far. This past weekend was the Stonewall Parade.
They're mad at the MAGA shit. I think they're mad at the people. I think
they're
mad
that
they couldn't win the climate they wanted, so they're being little shits and they're doing their bad shit.
Well,
it's a tantrum, and they're doing it, and then that's what they're doing.
There were more MAGA people in Stonewall this weekend than there were otherwise.
At the Pride this weekend?
They had thousands of people there like usual, the usual stuff. The weather wasn't that bad except some rain in the late afternoon.
Was it good or were they flaming and freaking and they're into this identity shit?
Most of them did not like that stuff, and they tried to make it, Stonewall trying to make it more sensible. They kicked out the far left people from there.
Did they really?
They didn't want that stuff there. They, don't forget, they're being sued. That big place over there is being sued for child abuse. And there's a club that the owner was arrested for child abuse because what happened last
year. I know who does the Stonewall stuff. So,
yeah, we
which
know.
I won't express. And so they're fighting back.
Yeah, they're fighting back because they just want to live in peace. Every year they have the recognition celebration and stuff like that. And they want to live in peace. Don't forget we did it to Chuck Pinoza a couple of years back. And he said if everyone in the K community was in recovery, there would be less than 1% left.
Yeah, but they lost their gay community, so they're trying to rediscover it.
And redocumented it, and they're getting slammed for that. You can't, it's a choice, and they're trying to influence it. But, and
because
people like
they're losing
Fried,
things.
Yeah, and Nikki Fried is using, again, just like a true Democrat, are using the gay community as pawns to try and get a vote. And as soon as she gets in, she will go screw them again, just like they do to the blacks and Hispanics. But they're waking up. And there is a high, and everybody's got to pay the price of going, filling up at the gas pump, going, playing in the supermarkets and seeing what the price is there. The
it's
fact
expensive.
They want to protect families and everything else. And
it's expensive.
And we actually registered.
Produce is expensive. Yeah. Meat and poultry are very expensive.
The Republican,
okay.
We have registration. We have photo registration at the parade yesterday, and we registered hundreds of former Democrats, now Republicans, not because of ideologies, because they got tired of being suckered, and the price of the gas pump, price of the supermarkets, the shorts, and they want to protect the kids from being indoctrinated and recruited.
And there's no business, because people just have
no
money. They're getting destroyed within.
There's an old line that Bill Clinton used to use. It's the economy, stupid. Well, it is the economy, and every Democrat's going to lose their seat because of the economy. That's one of many things.
Didn't Bill Clinton say that the other night he was on one of those shows?
Yeah, he said the Democrats are going to lose big because the economy sucks.
Right. They're destroying themselves.
As of 3 o'clock,
they're destroying us and themselves because they just don't care.
As
they want everything destroyed. That's what they want.
As of 3 o'clock this afternoon, at a press conference, his wife, or ex-wife, whatever you want to call her, Hillary Clinton announced that she is not going to seek any 2024 election. She so turns out she's not running for president or any other election.
Joe Biden is going to run.
Okay, let's bring up the... We have to do this. He needs to ride a bicycle with trailing wheels.
He needs a tricycle. They made big tricycles.
But the idea is that we know that
he didn't get hurt, Joseph. Kamala. So,
no, he didn't
God
get hurt.
God bless. He didn't get hurt. Really. No. We do not want her.
No. She's not going to
let him. It was a misfortune that he fell. Okay, nobody, I don't want him hurt. I don't like his politics. I don't like anything, but I don't want him hurt.
No.
And I don't want her. Okay, because what will happen is if he's hurt and he can't be president, Kamala moves up and then Pelosi moves up. Oy vey.
Neither one's going to go.
You know, the court's not doing their job. Nobody's arresting any of them. I know it's coming. It's not coming. Okay? Give it up. Move on. It's not coming. We need to vote these scumbags out.
We
and
are
then
doing
impeach
that.
Them all. And then have a tribunal and hold
okay,
them
the reason,
for the crime.
The reason why
of
the really,
violation
the reason
of the Constitution.
Why, okay. The reason why Hillary Clinton decided to not and she that's breaking up by last hour or so. The reason why Hillary Clinton was decided not to run is because she has to report to the courthouse tomorrow morning, not tomorrow morning, but Tuesday morning.
Is that because of Sotomayor? Was she in on the Sotomayor?
No, I don't know, but she has to report at 8 o'clock at a federal court building for her arraignment for a photo fraud. In the
voter
fraud?
What kind of, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, it has to do with the Russian. has to do with the Russian fraud. She's been indicted, and she has to report.
The dossier?
Yeah, she's been indicted for that.
We got
so
the,
that's
we got the
she's
proof. Coming. She's being indicted
yes.
Where?
She's been indicted. It's a grand jury
where?
Came back with indictment.
Where is she have to report? Where is she being indicted?
I don't know what's they're keeping it secret, but it's these reports that possibly a federal court in one
of the
districts.
You really believe she's going to show up? She's going to zoom in.
I think it's going to be in Manhattan, where she lives.
The Manhattan DA.
Not the Manhattan DA. The same court, same district as what Rudy Giuliani took everybody down. So that's
legit.
It's legit. She's being indicted. She has to go in. She's been indicted by a grand jury, and she has to go in on Tuesday. That's why she is not running for president. All right?
How about everybody else? Podesta and all of them.
All those people are being
Clapper,
arraigned.
Clapper, Brenner,
all of them are being arraigned this week.
All right.
Also this week is the Supreme Court. This is where you'll see between now
Roe versus,
and the 30th, because that's how it works. Roe
okay.
v. Wade. And
fine.
Which is the right thing to do. It'll get overturned.
They still
it'll
can get an abortion in state.
Yeah, you go, yeah,
it's not a big to-do. If they want to carve their uterus, carve your uterus.
No.
Just not in my state.
You got up
and
to
I don't
want to
pay for it.
You got up to 15 weeks in Florida. But in some states like Mississippi and Missouri and others around the country, you can't get it all.
They do it after they're born. That's murder.
Yeah.
That's treasonous.
Now, we're going to sidetrack a little bit. There's also breaking news in the field of wrestling in the last few weeks. Vince McMahon. There's a grand jury investigation into Vince McMahon, and there's some other stuff going on in WWE. He has resigned as chairman and CEO of WWE effective Friday. All right? They had initially, Stephanie McMahon had initially left the company, but they brought her back, and she is the acting WWE CEO and chairman at the moment. All right, this has to
That's
do.
Her grandpa. That is her grandfather's.
Yeah, she
company.
Wants to keep. She's keeping the legacy going. What she's got. She's walking into a fire. There's not only there's some kind of story about embezzling funds and things like that. We don't know about that
right.
to be sure. We do know that there's investigation into abuse and misuse of talent. And there's some things going on with the women's tag team champs walked off in a fight over misuse and mistreatment. Sasha Banks has been let go from WWE. We expect her to be in AEW in a few weeks.
Okay.
But Sasha, and the other one, the Glow Girl, she is suspended. And definitely, we don't know if she's going to
That's the Usos' wife.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're still holding on to the thing and the belt and all that stuff. But it's crazy stuff there. And there's a couple of new things coming around and things of that nature. But the talent, the misuse of talent is one of the biggest things. But AEW's got some problems, too, now. Now we're gonna go into addiction for a second, with the Hardys, Jeff Hardy. He was arrested for a DUI again, and they suspended him indefinitely, and they put him with. Now this is what we're gonna under ADA, American with Disabilities Act. If you are an addict. And this is what I tried to do to save a person's job, which a real, really mentally ill nutcase doesn't understand and don't give a damn because he really don't give a damn about this girl. But the thing is, this is what we, and this was good with the Tony Khan is doing with Jeff Hardy. The idea on the American Disabilities Act, they can't fire you.
No, they can't.
They cannot fire you because of addiction.
Right.
Unless you don't follow the law. Now, the rule here is, an entire 3 to 5 reasonable accommodations, the law states that if you are an addict, get into trouble either using DUIs or using drugs or drinking on the job or selling stuff on the job, they technically would be grounds for termination, but you are, because they consider addiction as a disability, it's protected under ADA. So which I already knew. So what we do is what Tony Khan did and what I did with this young lady at McDonald's was to make sure and protect the worker, the person, and give them an opportunity to get the help they need to save their job. Tony Khan gave Jeff Hardy an opportunity to go into recovery. Once he gets into recovery and finishes program, whatever it may be, he can come back and work for AEW. With this young lady, the idea was for her to go into Nova, get into the recovery center into Nova, and when she comes out, she can have a job back, and she would have been protected. And they can't do anything. But this lunatic of an idiot talked her out of it, and she ended up losing her job. He is responsible for her loss, not me. He is. Because he talked her out of talking her out of going to a recovery. By doing that, she lost her job. The opportunity was for her to go to recovery, get into recovery, finish her course, whatever program it is, come and get her job back. And she would have had a job and continued going. It could have been the manager program.
And would have been the manager of one of the franchises.
Right. But because of his mental stupidity and greed and jealousness, he pushed her into it because he controls her. And just like a true bully, he is. And he ended up doing this and hurting her. And that's who you blame. But you can still go into recovery anytime. All you have to do is make the choice. I'm not forcing it. Nobody's forcing you. It's your choice. You got it. It's on you. So that's the key. So Jeff Hardy has got an opportunity. We also did that with John Moxley. We also did that with Sting back in the day. Know who else did that? And this is what WWE actually had some drug program, because they had problems with drugs before. And what they did was they got the hold of Jake the Snake and Diamond Dallas Page, and they actually helped Scott Hall into recovery. It saved his life until he passed away this year. But the point was, he was drug and alcohol free until his death. But the point was,
he was very grateful, and he felt so much better.
Right, and he thanked them. And when he was inducted to the Hall of Fame, he thanked them for saving their lives. And that's very important. Addiction is a disease. If you hang around with the wrong people, you're never going to get healthy. Now you got Tony Khan working with Jeff Hardy. WWE turned their back on Jeff Hardy, and he walked off and ended up with his brother. Now let's see what happens. It's another opportunity. But again, addiction's powerful, and the people you hang out with are powerful.
Bottom line is, he needs to stop drinking.
And doing drugs or anything else.
And drinking
this time,
and driving and making
and
poor
drinking,
decisions.
And
he'll
driving
feel
without
so
a license.
Much better. He's
and driving without
he's got
a license.
Children. You know, his life has so many great things to live for.
But it's all up to you. This is to everybody. You have the ability to fulfill your passions and dreams. You have the ability to make the right decisions. It's in you, and you can do it. You just got to fight it and fight for it and win. There's a lot of different things. You got Strawberry Ministries. You got the Shadow Proof. You got and enough for the families. You got Nova Universities. I was Nova. They have an excellent program.
You got Chuck and Norris.
Chuck Norris and his group. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of different things. You
all
got
you have
Maurice.
To do is just make a step forward and say, I want help.
You got Maurice Bernard. And another one.
Yeah.
You got Jeff Kober.
He was helping
Kober.
The guy who used to play Nicholas. Okay.
You got Jeff Kober. Jeff Kober, 6 years plus. And he
Jamie
has his
Lee
own
Curtis.
Group. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Look, I'm going to give you an example of somebody who straightened their life out and walked away. Lindsay Lohan.
That's another one. But you need...
She cleaned her life. She got off everything and she walked away.
And
she
changed. She got rid of the lunatics. She got rid of the evil doers.
She walked away from Hollywood. And the people that use
and abuse
her.
She's doing movies. She's doing movies now, but she is
doing it with the drag.
No, she got away. She threw out all the garbage.
She walked away. She walked away from her agent. She got healthy. She
right.
walked away from her family. She
two
got
things
healthy.
Two things you need to do. One is to stop lying to yourself. Focus on yourself. Focus what's in your heart and soul. Focus
you know
on
who
your
else got healthy? I mean, I don't like his music that much. Justin Bieber.
There's another one.
He walked away from his mother and father. He got married. Him and Haley, very happy. He writes great music. He's clean. He's not doing the drugs. And he's alive.
You know who okay? You know who learned a deep lesson, though, not a couple weeks ago? Jack Wagner in his life.
Yeah.
He lost his life.
He lost his son.
Yeah, to addiction.
27 years old.
They did a scholarship.
I know.
There you go. To help people in addiction. So it works.
She's not on the show right now. I think
no.
her heart is just so broken
mm-hmm.
about her son. You know? It's,
yep.
it's hard. Just like our friends, Jeff and Delilah.
Yeah.
To their son.
They lost Jeff's son was OD from cocaine laced with fentanyl that was sold out of Cloud 9.
They got another issue. Their daughter is in rehab.
Yeah.
You know? Trying to help your children to stay clean. Get healthy. Walk away. Hashtag walk away from the drugs. Hashtag walk away from the drinking. Walk
just
away.
Just say no. Get
just
rid of all
no.
the losers that hang around
say
with
no
you.
Say no to people who don't care about you.
Look. Okay.
Say no.
Now, mm-hmm.
See the light of day, you know?
Not the dawn
all
of day.
There
right
is.
Of day. You know,
well,
so that's very important.
So you think Jeff Hardy's going to choose to live?
Yeah. Well, they're working with him. Let's see what he does.
He's, you know, he put him on a suspension or whatever you call it. Time out.
Mm-hmm.
Go get help. Because your life is important. Okay?
It was supposed to be a three-way tag team match for the tag team champs. Because of that, they made it one-on-one with Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy versus the Young Bucks. And the Young
so
Bucks
is
won.
Stephanie going to be back on the show?
I think so.
You think Vince embezzled money and did laundering of monies around?
I have no clue. That's something that's being investigated, but that was breaking last week.
What kind of abuse of talent? They were
We know he's underusing talent, and he has spray with.
Well, they
but
all
even left. Rick Flair and Charlotte complain about the way he's been treating Charlotte Flair. So I don't know.
How's he been treating Charlotte Flair?
I don't know. I know there were complaints.
Well,
so,
she's
you know,
getting married to Andrea.
Yeah, I'm AEW.
I'm happy for her. Great mm-hmm. for her.
I'm surprised she's not in AEW.
I'm sure he treats
anyway.
Her beautifully.
Anyway, people say...
A classy guy.
I know. But he's being... Okay, he's being denied to go and wrestle for the Forbidden Door with Japanese wrestlers.
Okay, why?
And because he's also contracted with... No, he's contracted with another group, AAA, whatever that is.
Okay. I thought Kenny Ortega was coming back.
He is. He's working
is
behind
the scenes. Is he physically capable of wrestling, or he's...
He has been wrestling. He's been wrestling in IndyCar, but he's working his way back.
And
anyway,
CM Punk will be gone for a year, Joseph.
He's expected to be back.
This is rough stuff what he's going through. And
he was operating on his foot. Successful, and he's starting to work out.
All right. Well,
so we expect him back after the summer.
We'll see.
Anyway,
maybe it's time to retire.
Anyway, we'll finish off the wrestling bit in a second. Let's finish up with that. Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy lost the title to the Young Bucks, and Christian Cage.
Was it legit, or Mike Cole helped them, or Adam Cole helped them?
You know, it was legit.
It
was a great match. And Christian Cage turned on Jungle Boy after the match.
Well, he's squalling.
What was the word between
Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus? Anything?
They're still the guys, I know. Anyway,
the Queen came in today, did very well.
Yes. Queen Emily came in very well. She came in second overall. Her father also was in it, and I don't know where he came in, but he finished it up. And what's unique about the Queen is that she's very close to with her family, and they're out celebrating Father's Day, the whole family. So that's cool.
Cool. And where are you going to be next Sunday?
We're going to be at Marlins Park watching the Mets and the Marlins.
Yep. That'll be a lot of fun.
12 o'clock start. So we
should
elect to go attack. No, too early.
Too early? All right.
Yeah, too early.
That'll be fun.
And again, also depends on two things. One, how I feel, because it's hard for me to talk. But other than that, fine. But what's great about that, this Danny and Fish family and I and all the others will be together for the first time in a couple of years. And that's a good thing. And we're going to be sitting very much.
And did everybody see Trump speak at Faith and Freedom? Great speech.
And the American Freedom Tour also. 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. Well, yesterday
next Saturday in Illinois, we have a big Trump rally. Save America rally.
And it's not Cook County. Don't get excited.
It's nearby. It's still in Illinois, and that's a first.
What tune do we have in the panel for Father's Day? Let's play a tune for fathers. What do we got?
What we got? We got, let's see what we got here. We got Won't Back Down, Pinky in the Brain, Get Together, Eye of the Tiger, We the People, and Jungle Boy.
How about Eye of the Tiger?
All right. Before I play it, I just want to read something to you. I can get it back up. All right, let me get this right. Okay, here we go. A quote, people think being alone makes you lonely, but I don't think that's true. Being surrounded by the wrong people is the loneliest thing in the world. Hint, hint, hint. Get rid of all the mental health issues. Get rid of the people that are feeding you the drugs and alcohol. Start meeting people that uplift you and get you into a better position and start following your passion, your dreams, and goals. and reaches your true colors and your true status and your true skill sets, and you'll be on top of the world because you got always have the potential in you. You always had it, all right? You are the best. You just got to go find it because it's in you. I always told you that. The fire's in the belly. You have it. Just go for it. And that's why that's important. People think being alone makes you lonely, but I don't think that's true. Being surrounded by the wrong people is the loneliest thing in the world. And right now you're being surrounded by the wrong people in the world. The people that are holding you back. Change it. And you'll see a whole new America around. You'll be going up that America around. And you'll be finding a whole new life. And it'll be a better one. Now to Eye of the Tiger. We'll be right back. Eye of the Tiger, but we got some breaking news. Our friend Frank Pinocchio, who did Systematic Deception, his new movie, Transwreck, is coming out in the end of August, and he is honored to have interviewed Dr. Carol Swain for the movie Transwreck, which Transwreck. Transwreck is about exposing the agenda of the left and transgender and transgenderism, and how it's trying to ruin people's lives and it's causing community, causing child abuse with little kids and things of that nature. And Frank Pinocchio, who was on our radio show a few weeks back with Systematic Deception, and that was just on today, again, on Newsmax. You can actually go into Newsmax or download to Newsmax and watch it. Or go online and pay, I think, $9.99 or something like that for the whole movie. It's like 80 minutes. But it is expected to be at the end of August. The other thing is Latresa Jones, who's running off office, she actually got her signatures, and she didn't have to pay in to get in there. She's got enough signatures. But Alan Grayson, the nutcase, the left-wing dingbat, is running that district, CD10. But Terrell Jones, Latresa Jones, got support from Leo Terrell today.
Who's that?
He's a commentator out in like Fox News and other places. I think he's on Newsmax now.
Okay.
So that's the big thing.
I thought Fox was falling apart.
It is, for the most part.
Well, Megyn Kelly was on Newsmax the other day.
Yep.
She's back from the quiet. I guess she wants something more than being a full-time mommy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know. Yeah.
Either Wednesday or next Sunday, we're going to have Abby Johnson on. So,
what does Abby Johnson do?
That's the Right to Life. She used to be a Planned Parenthood. She saw what abortion. They did the movie Unplanned that showed how bad abortions are, how it destroys, shreds babies, kills people physically and mentally.
You know what else it does? It hurts the women who have it. It hurts their body because it's very unnatural to have an abortion. It changes the whole function of the body. Because the natural function is you conceive and you carry the baby to term and go into labor and deliver the child.
Yep. Yeah, I know.
I hear a cat meowing.
Yeah, that's Ringo. Yep.
Why is Ringo meowing?
I don't know.
Okay. So, I was starting to talk about faith and freedom in Trump.
Yeah.
His speech was very good. He spoke about all the bad things that are going on in this country and how he supports the people in the 2022 elections.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a great primary day last Tuesday, and a lot of people came out winning America First. You know, I'm reading things about people because I don't want to give him anything. There's a person who's not really running but saying they're America First.
Yeah, well.
Who's not really running. Doing interviews, and he's not really running.
No, you know.
It's frightening. Well, you know, I don't want to give him any good media news, but that's what's going on.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, saw a really cool picture of the governor today with Casey and Mamie and Mason And Madison, wow, Madison grew up. Huh? Remember when she was just this little baby hanging off daddy in his carry-all? Now she's all just a beautiful young lady.
That's true.
You don't see them too often, the kids.
No.
So, I was sitting on the couch with Casey, and they were reading a book. All the kids, and they look so cute. They looked happy, Great way to spend Father's Day with your kids.
Yeah. By the way, Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA now has a school, and it's fine. They're opening up a school in Flagstaff, Arizona, to indoctrinate these kids from being brainwashed by the left. Every species has two major goals, protect the young and make more of itself. The left is trying to stop both. And that's the truth. That's what Charlie Kirk.
Is this a private school?
It's a church off of the school and go from there, but yeah.
Okay, so these children will go there for free? Because, there are a lot of families that cannot afford private school. Private school is very expensive.
We also ask everybody to watch Capital Punishment. If you haven't watched
Charlie Kirk School, everyone.
Yeah.
Make sure the bucks are there for the kids. We're going to have to undo what they've instilled in their minds and corrupted it. It's going on down here in Miami. They're not listening. They're just doing these LGBTQ indoctrination.
By the way, the other breaking news, the World Governing Body of Swimming has voted to ban men who identify as women from competing in women's swimming competitive sports. That just broke earlier.
Where is that?
The World Cup. World stuff.
How about the Olympics?
That too. They're banning it now.
Oh, they're banning it now after the Olympics, huh?
Yeah, well, all of it now. World Governing Body of Swimming has voted to ban men who identify as women from competing in women's swimming competitions.
Are they going to skip that man in that swimming competition and it's going to go to the rightful owner?
They did already.
Good. So his record has been stripped too?
Yeah.
Good. Because that was goofy. What is with all the noise?
Yeah.
Went from the Ringo meowing to a car with horns.
I don't know.
I don't know. So is everybody getting better with this weird cold that everybody got? Or flu or whatever bug it was?
I don't know.
A lot of people were sick. A lot. All of a sudden, one day, everybody just woke up sick. Do you think that's strange?
Yeah.
All over the country.
Yeah, all over the whole team was sick in some way or another. Doc was this week.
Yeah. You don't think that's odd? Yeah. And only in conservative right-wing states.
Yeah, Marcy, and then Selena, and then Doc, and myself, and you, and...
And Jordan.
Jordan.
And other people were sick.
Yeah.
It was the oddest thing. Maybe it was a Dr. Fauci, huh?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, he's got COVID.
Oh, too bad. Is he really sick? Is he in the hospital?
No.
Bummer. See, I can say it about him. He's not the president.
All right, we got 10 minutes left.
Is he still working with Biden?
Not really. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay. Yes, we have...
10 minutes left.
That's right. You want to play a tune?
Yeah, we'll play, I don't know.
Play Jungle Boy.
Okay. By the way, we just got a couple of Happy Father's Days from Steve Burton and his sidekick. This comedy
Spinelli?
Team. Spinelli, yep. And also Marlo Thomas, because of her work with St. Jude and what we do with special needs. Also.
I think what Daddy Thomas did with St. Jude is marvelous. And they take care of those kids.
And I got a special Happy Father's Day from Hot Lips herself, Loretta Swift. Eat that one, sucker. Happy Father's Day I got from Loretta Swift earlier.
The real one?
The real one.
Real one. Well, she's a grandma.
Yeah.
She's got lots of kids. She's very lucky.
She actually is a nice lady. She's like 70-somewhat years old. She's a senior, and sometimes people take them. See, these paparazzis and these groupies, they tend to take advantage of these stars and stuff like that and try and use them for whatever they can get, and I think people like Loretta Swift and others are starting to see things the way they should be and starting to realize who's real and who's not, who's a con, who's not, and things of that nature. Senior abuse is a very big crime, and taking advantage of seniors to try and get things for nothing is a crime in itself. So, that's something else. These people that are out in the open, these entertainers and stuff, they tend to be victims a lot, and stalkers and things of that nature, and that's something they got to live by all the time, and that's why they have extra security. But, and they do.
Like Julia Roberts, huh?
Yeah, like Julia Roberts and a bunch of others,
They harass her.
Yeah, they...
Paparazzi harass her.
They're all over. What do you think killed the queen,
Princess Diana. Diana. And her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Paparazzi.
This is paparazzi.
I still think the queen was after her.
Probably.
I think the queen was very upset that she divorced her son.
Anyway, we're heading into the end of the show. I want to wish thank you for coming on. It was a great show. Both of us trying to fight for our words because we hardly could talk because of our illness. But we'll continue to do that. And then tomorrow
we'll be back on Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
And I want to thank everybody. I wish everybody a happy Father's Day. And fathers should need to be recognized and honored every day, not just one day. Same thing with moms. Because
Governor, when's that debate, by the way? Isn't there going to be a
Tuesday,
debate?
Tuesday, Newsmax, New York governor's race, Republican
side.
So
we're going to take, Republicans are going to take the governor's seat?
In New York, they're favored to do that.
Okay, well, he needs to recognize fathers.
They actually are, both Andrew Giuliani and Lee Zeldin.
And Zeldin.
Both are, Lee Zeldin and Giuliani are both father writers, so we're good on that.
It's time to change the law.
I want to thank everybody again.
Thank you, Joe, again, and happy Father's Day. And this is Scarlett saying good night, everybody. God bless America. Everybody have a great night. Enjoy. Bye.
Bye. And we're leaving you with this thought. Never take for yourself the situation that you're doing less than what you can. Always go for the goal. Always go to the top. Never settle for less. Follow what's in your heart and soul. Follow your potential. Follow your skill sets. And don't listen to nutcases. Always move forward in life and grow, because you have it in you. You always did. Just fight for the best, and you will win. God bless you, and have a great day.
just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this.